The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Simon Tierney is back. He's got his shopping trolley with his trusty shopping trolley. Does he go anywhere without it? Has anyone ever seen Simon and his shopping trolley apart? It's like Clark Kent and Superman together. Tell me this, what's in it this week?
I've got a very posh trolley.
Oh, do you this week? Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. I've got olive oil in my...
Extra virgin olive oil?
Yeah, got a bit of extra virgin there. The reason this came into my head, Kieran, is because I found myself in Montefalco. A few weeks ago on my holidays, Montefalco, a little medieval hilltop town in Umbria. Mm-hmm. And we were doing a wine tasting, which is something I really wanted to do on this holiday. But between...
Did you learn much about wine?
Between my spittoon, because I was driving, so I was spitting into the spittoon. To clean the palate, they gave us a little bit of bread with olive oil. Now, on the vineyard where we were in Montefalco, they also grew their own olives and they pressed the olives and and I couldn't believe how flavoursome the olive oil was. It was a completely different experience to what, you know, you'd be used to with consuming an oil. And it got me thinking that, okay, well, in our supermarket aisles, there is a huge discrepancy in the prices. And olive oil has really gone up in price over the last few years since the cost of living crisis began. And I wondered, well, what is the difference? What does extra virgin mean? What does virgin mean? What is a blend? Okay. And it's been really interesting to figure it out.
Okay, so before we get into all those differences, what is the price difference between the three products? What products have we got, first of all, and what's the price difference?
Okay, so at the high end, we've got this beautiful bottle of Tesco Finest Sicilian Extra Virgin Olive Oil.
Yeah.
This is an expensive product. It's coming in at €9.95 for half a litre. Open the top there and just have a sniff. It's got a lovely... pungent smell of Sicilian olives.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, you really get it there. It's really, really, it's quite a strong flavoured olive oil. Not everyone will like that now, but I really like it. Perfect for drizzling on a salad or something like that. That is €9.95, so that's like almost €20 per litre. And then in the middle, we've got Lidl's Deluxe Chili Infused Oil. Now, I love putting this on pizza, just to spice it up a bit. So there's actually chilies in the middle of the bottle there. Right. You can see them floating around there, red chilies. Yeah. That is a blend, which we'll get to in a minute. That's €3.49, almost €14 a litre. Yeah, there's a right kick off that. And then at the lower end of the market, we've got Vita Dor Olive Oil Spray. This is like when we were talking about cheese spray a few weeks ago. Like, you don't know whether to put this on before you go out in the sun on your arms and legs, or do you put it in food?
Yeah.
Like, it literally looks like a bottle of sun cream.
Yeah, it does.
That is also produced by Lidl. You can see the Lidl marker on the back there. That's coming in at €2.49 for 190 milliliters. So, like, per litre, that's the cheapest. It's around €12 per litre. The middle one, the chili one, is about €14 a litre, and the Tesco one is €20 a litre. So there's a massive price difference.
What's the difference then between kind of, what's this, like infused oil and virgin or extra virgin?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So the extra virgin olive oil, the reason we use the word virgin is because it means that there hasn't been any heat applied to the olives in the pressing process. That's really crucial to get the extra virgin staple. It means that the flavors haven't been impacted by heat, so they're kind of cold pressed in a way. The other part of it is that if you want to have a virgin olive oil, it has to have a certain amount of acid restriction. So virgin will have 0.8 to 2 in terms of the acid, but an extra virgin will have 0.0 to 0.8. So there's very low acid levels. Now, if you're applying heat to it, you're going to get much more acid in it. So extra virgin is hard to get. With these products, what's interesting about it is that all three products actually contain extra virgin olive oil, but in differing quantities. So the Tesco Finest product there, the most expensive one, that only contains extra virgin olive oil. There is only one single ingredient in that product.
I love the smell of
that. On the plate in front of you, that's a really green, it's almost a green product. And the one that I had when I was in Italy at the wine tasting was so green. And I don't, like, I'm not an expert on olive oil, but it seems like the more virginal the olives are, the greener they are. And olives, of course, are green on the tree. The other two are blends, right, Kieran? So this isn't going to be immediately obvious to someone who's looking at the bottle. When you look at that little, the glass bottle on your far left there, that just looks like a bottle of olive oil.
Yeah, it does.
But it's actually only half olive oil.
The rest is what? Castor oil.
The rest GTX. Is sunflower oil.
Oh, I see.
Which is much cheaper, right? And of course, it has the chilies in it as well. The Vita D'Or, the least expensive product, the one that looks like the bottle of sun cream that you bring on your holidays, that's 53% olive oil. And the rest is water, emulsifiers, you know, agent, thickening agents, that kind of thing.
Xanthan gum, potassium sorbate. All of that stuff.
Exactly. Something to make it spray.
Yeah, I see that. So on this, the other Lidl product, 51% extra virgin olive oil, 45% sunflower seed oil.
The other thing that I found really interesting when I was exploring this, Kieran, and it's something that I hadn't really occurred to me before. Like when I'm cooking, I would use olive oil or extra virgin olive oil, just toss it in. But you shouldn't actually use extra virgin olive oil for cooking.
Oh, really?
Because that has quite a low smoke point. Which is interesting. So when you, it has a higher smoke point. So when you put it in the pan, it's going to burn very, very quickly. So you should only have it on a very low heat or else just use it for tossing a salad or something like that. If you want to cook with olive oil, you should use an olive oil or a virgin olive oil, but not an extra virgin olive
oil. That is interesting. That is very, very interesting. Shall we do a little test?
Yeah, so I've put a plate in front of you there with a drizzle of the three oils. What do you see? I think it's almost like artistic what I've created for you there. It's a beautiful little...
I'm not sure. It looks like... I mean, on one side, it looks like a urine sample, I'll be honest with you. Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It does. And a slightly,
it's very yellow.
And someone,
one of them is very yellow.
So the person on the left who donated is slightly more dehydrated than the person on the right. They've got a
and
good,
the one on the top?
The one on the top.
What sort of specimen is that, Kieran?
Yeah, it does look like a specimen or something that might be donated.
Yeah, describe it to the listeners. Describe it to the listeners.
When we say that, I won't say there's kids listening to this, but I think we've made it quite clear what that looks like. How am I going to taste that now, Simon? Come on. Right.
Okay, so I've also given Kieran some beautiful fresh bread. I think I've gone above and beyond this week on the shopping trolley.
Oh.
Okay, so you've tasted the Vita D'Or first, right?
Yeah.
The way they've done this is that it's some sort of blend where it makes it sprayable, but it's kind of a white... substance, and it really does not look like olive oil at all, does it? How was the flavour for you?
Doesn't taste like it either.
Yeah. Now you're going on to the next one. You give it a right good soak there.
Yeah. Well, I love olive oil as a dressing on salads.
Yeah, me too. Mm. With a little bit of balsamic vinegar, perhaps.
That's so nice.
Did you get a kick off that or anything?
I'm waiting for it.
Mild, too mild?
Yeah, it's not, you know what? There's more of a kick when you put your nose into it and give it a sniff.
Yeah.
You feel it in your nostrils more so than
I would like more.
Oh, sorry, there's a bit of a taste there now after.
Yeah, there is
a bit of heat. Yeah.
But I would like a bit more chili, I think, in that.
So.
Of course, you can make your own chili oil at home. Just throw chili flakes into a bottle of olive oil. That'll do the job.
Yeah.
Now you've moved on to the most expensive product. This is the greeny one. They describe the flavour on the bottle
as... Sorry, there is a kick off that. I'm actually getting it now.
Are you getting
one.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
But that is delicious.
It's gorgeous.
That tastes like olives, doesn't it?
It's absolutely gorgeous. They describe the flavour as grassy. I remember someone once described milk as grassy to me, and I think about that every time I have a glass of milk. The thing about the Tesco one there, Kieran, is that it has the PGI stamp on it. Now, we've talked about geographical designations before on the show. I think we were talking about some sort of cheese or something, but it's quite interesting to look for this. If you're paying top dollar for a product like this, which you are, this is almost €10 for half a litre, you'll see that it does have the PGI stamp on it. That means that it's certified extra virgin. You know, it's actually coming from Sicily.
Yeah.
It's cold pressed, all those things. So you're getting a really, really decent product there, I think.
Yeah, that is absolutely delicious, that Tesco Finest. I have to say, the little chili infused oil is nice.
And
I might
lovely.
On a pizza.
Throw it on a pizza.
I like the sound of that sound. I might give that a go. You can have back your spray. And enjoyed the summer holidays there when you lashed that on.
Honest to God, you would lash that on thinking it was sun cream and then absolutely flare up afterwards.
That is true. That is true. Simon Tierney, as always, thank you very much, Simon. We'll be back with his shopping trolley at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.